This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bernie, what's it like for you to see these young Yankees doing so well and making an impact?
It is very exciting to see them do so well. I mean, it reminds me so much of the time that I was playing back in the mid to late 90s, especially the teams in 96 and 98, 99. This team kind of reminds me a little bit of them, you know, the excitement in the clubhouse, and the fact that they're winning and they're leaning on each other, and it's a cool thing to watch.
Yes, a completely different generation, but still the Yankees. And you mentioned playing in the late 90s, Bernie. So when things were going well and you were a team that was contending for world titles, what was it like to be out there in center field with those passionate fans?
Oh, my God, it was great. Playing in New York, I mean, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. That's what they say. And playing in New York as a professional athlete, especially for the Yankees, such a challenging thing to do, not necessarily on what happens on the field, but all the distractions and all the media attention and everything that comes into play. You need special players you need a really tight clubhouse. I think, back in those days, we had that camaraderie and that passion, and everybody was kind of having this sort of attitude that they were playing for something bigger than themselves, for their teammates and for the organization that has, had this great tradition of excellence, over the years.
One of the neat things about this Yankees team is that there are a lot of young guys who are just figuring it out for the first time. So if you were a member of this Yankees locker room, Bernie, and you're trying to help them get accustomed to what they face in New York and how the fans might act, how the media might react to the team, what advice would you give them?
I would say do what I did. Shut up and play. That's what it comes down to. It's a lot easier to do your talking on the field with your actions and your bat and your defense and performing rather than being vocal. But there are players that are going to be, obviously voicing their opinions and things like that. They just got to make sure that they back everything up with what they do on the field. It's really interesting because this game nowadays has changed with the advent of social media. Players don't necessarily need anybody else kind of like promoting them. They can do it themselves. And, once you start reaching out to your Instagram and Facebook and old Twitter and got all these followers, it adds a little bit of a different dimension to the game other than actually playing the game itself. I think that has has been one of the biggest changes that I've seen, in the last maybe 5 to 10 years.
Oh, I agree. It's a huge change in my own career as well, because when I first started in the sports broadcasting industry, there was no social media. So in your opinion, is it a positive or is it a negative, Bernie?
I don't think either. I think it's just different. And I think, as everything that evolves and, obviously baseball has had to evolve over the years, I think players have to make the adjustments. I think you're going to play to your personality. If you're going to be vocal, you're going to have definitely a vehicle to do that a lot easier than in the past. But if you're quiet, there's still room for that in the game as well. And the one thing that makes this game great is that there's no set way of being successful. You can go about it in any way you can, in any way you know how, and still have success in playing this game. So that's, to me, that was the cool thing about playing.
We're pleased to have the great Bernie Williams with us in studio after hours on CBS Sports Radio, a four-time world champ, a gold glover, an all-star, also a great musician. So, Bernie, one of the neat things about this particular baseball season is that the top of the American League East is an incredible race between the Red Sox and the Yankees, and there are still a bunch of games to go between these two teams. At the heyday of this rivalry, when you were a part of it, how would you describe it?
I think they're great for the game. It's really interesting that we have two managers in their, you know, I believe is in their first year, and going and leading their teams into such tremendous seasons. The Red Sox can't seem to lose any games, not, you know, nowadays. Yankees are, you know, following them, their footsteps. And it's going to be really interesting to see what's going to happen down the stretch. You know, obviously the Yankees have had this knack of getting the right moves at the right time, you know, in the trading deadline, and making sure that they have a really competitive team down the stretch. By the, you know, obviously what they did last year had set a lot of great expectations for the team, being just one game away from the World Series last year has set this great expectations for this team for this year. So they're not sneaking on anybody right now, and you know, hopefully they'll keep playing strong, you know, through the rest of the season, and have an opportunity to play in the postseason.
After Thursday night's play, the Red Sox are 66-29, and the Yankees are just 3.5 games back. An incredible pace these two teams have set, along with the Houston Astros. Bernie Williams, longtime Yankee center fielder, an all-star, a gold glover, a four-time champion, with us here in studio after hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So these days, when you Google the name Bernie Williams, it's not just baseball that pops up. It's also music. And you had the opportunity to play the national anthem at the Eastern League All-Star Game in Trenton on Wednesday night. What's that like to be in front of a crowd for a completely different reason than an at-bat on a big stage or a catch out in the outfield?
It's pretty interesting. I think that... It takes a little bit of a learning curve, because as a baseball player, the attention kind of gets on to you at some points, but not necessarily the whole time. I mean, you have when you hit, you know, you obviously the attention is on you when you play defense and maybe just run the bases. But it's mostly kind of shared through the whole team. If you have an opportunity to just be like in the spotlight doing something completely different in a baseball stadium, you know, it's kind of nerve-wracking at times, but that could be really exciting and really cool, obviously, if you put the work into it. So playing the anthem is like, I see it like having, you know, the chance of maybe just hitting a free throw with no time left, and you've been down by one point or whatever. You have done it many, many times, but when it really counts, there's no second time. You have to do it perfect. So that puts a little bit of a pressure on the performance. But that's why I kind of like play it constantly. So I don't really have to think about it too much when I play it live.
Well, I've heard it. It's on YouTube. It sounded great. But what was that adrenaline rush like, first playing the national anthem and then throwing out the first pitch in Trenton?
Playing out the national anthem was pretty difficult there, because I haven't played in a while, but you know, managed to have a solid performance, you know, trying to, you know, rattle the crowd, you know, to be excited about playing, you know, the All-Star game, and throwing out the first pitch. You know, my main thing was that whatever I do, I can't bounce that thing. So it was great. I didn't bounce it, so I lived to fight another day.
That's awesome. Mission accomplished, Bernie. We're getting ready for the American League and National League to square off in the All-Star game again, this time Tuesday in D.C. I don't know if you remember your first time, but what did it mean to you to be an All-Star in Major League Baseball?
It was always an honor to be an All-Star. To me, it was a win-win situation any way that you looked at it. I mean, if you didn't get picked, you would go and spend some time with your family and have some a little bit of a, you know, well-deserved break, you know, half of the season. And if you get picked, you go out there and kind of rub elbows with the best that baseball had to offer, you know, and half point through the season, you know, get to, you know, mingle with the fans and experience all that love and admiration, and being picked as one of the best players in the league, it's always a great honor. So I never really took it for granted. It was always a great thing for me.
Something else that was unique about you that I appreciated as a fan, and it's not quite as common anymore, you spent your entire career with the New York Yankees. What does it mean to you that everything you accomplished in Major League Baseball happened in that one uniform for that one team?
I think being with the Yankees my whole career has opened a whole new world of possibilities, you know, postseason. I mean, not postseason, but post-career-wise, has been just a great thing for me, to be associated with this great organization over the years. And now, you know, there's great opportunities with charitable endeavors and music things and community service, and all that has been basically a great thing in my, you know, post-Yankee career, and just a lot of it due to the fact that I remain a Yankee for my whole career.
Certainly is a bonus when an athlete has the chance to do that. You mentioned charitable endeavors, and I've had a chance to look at the website, Breathless IPF, watch the video. I know it's something that's really near and dear to your heart. Why is this a partnership that's important to you?
I decided to team up with Boehringer Ingelheim in this Breathless campaign, raising awareness for IPF, which is idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, because of my dad. My dad suffered from the condition and eventually passed away from IPF in 2001. And he was my superhero. He was the guy that introduced me to baseball and music, and profound influence in my life. And just to pay tribute to his memory and how important he was in my life, I decided to do this community service and make people aware of the fact that IPF is a real disease. Numbers are there. And to encourage people to seek medical assistance and go to the physician if they find themselves suffering from some of the symptoms of IPF, which are, you know, your dry, persistent cough that doesn't go away, you know, your fatigue and being tired, unusually tired, and things that you kind of take for granted, like, you know, walking a flight of stairs or hiking, things that, you know, kind of like you can kind of like confuse them with maybe just having a bad cold or COPD or asthma or pneumonia. But there's certain markers that are specific for IPF and the disease. It's a terminal disease. It's a 3 to 5 years on average lifespan once you get diagnosed with it. And we're trying to encourage people to get the help that they need and try to get assistance. Your physician will refer you to a lung specialist that will determine whether or not you have IPF. And the earlier that you get diagnosed with the condition, your chances of having an improved life, quality of life are greater. So I think it's really important for people to know.
The website is breathlessipf.com, and I like that in big letters it says hope and awareness, because who is not looking for hope in his or her life? Bernie Williams, a four-time world champion, an all-star, a gold glover, now an accomplished musician. It is so great to catch a couple of minutes with you in studio. Thank you so much for stopping by.
It was a blast. Thank you so much for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.